This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The NFL is getting into the vaccine business. Would you take the vaccine if that was the only way you would be allowed to go to an NFL game? So what the NFL is doing right now is they said, Tier 1 and 2 employees, other than players, are expected to get vaccinated unless they have a bona fide medical or religious ground for not doing so. Any staffer that refuses to be vaccinated will not be eligible for Tier 1 or 2 status and therefore will not be permitted access to the football-only restricted area and cannot work in direct or close proximity with the players. So the first thing that stands out is super fascinating to that to me about that is the players don't have to get vaccinated, but the people near the players have to get vaccinated. And I'm sure that's a product of their union and everything like that. But then you have the Buffalo Bills, who said they're going to allow 100% capacity in 2021, but fans must be fully vaccinated to attend. So the NFL has put their cards on the table, and I'm willing to bet that many, many teams follow that same standard as the Bills do. If you want to be around the team and, let's face it, work for the team, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to go to a game, you need to be vaccinated. Tolos, 877-881-1053. Where do you fall on this? Do you love football so much that that would change your mind? Because my guess is that most people are either like, well, I already got vaccinated or I'm getting vaccinated or I won't get vaccinated. And football would not have an impact on them one way or another would be my initial guess.
By the way, how are you feeling, Kevin? Because I know you recently got the Johnson & Johnson. You feeling okay?
Yes. Okay. I did read the article where it said signs to look for that will tell you if you have a blood clot. I definitely read that, okay. But the chances is less than one in a million. So
no,
I
was just seeing
okay.
How you're feeling.
Yes, I'm
just trying to check up on you, buddy, man. I'm concerned about your health.
I appreciate that.
I think this is fascinating that the NFL took this kind of a stance because we always discuss this, but I guess it's really not that fascinating because the NFL doesn't take a stance on anything that's not simple,
yes,
like, or easy to support. It took a massive, massive change for them to even discuss the Kaepernick situation, right?
Yes.
But here's another thing to go into it, Kevin. When we had Jerry Jones on, did he not say, look, whenever the vaccine's ready, I'll be one of the first people in line to get that? Obviously, because he's a billionaire.
Sure.
But he did, you know, he did make a point of, if that is something that is going to make all the people out there feel safe enough to attend and get into my stadium, then I need everybody to understand that it's fine. We're okay. Go do it. Right? More than anything of it becoming political, because it did. Whether people want to admit that or not, it became a political thing. And I know people have legitimate like concerns about the health part of it, too. I get that, too. But Jerry Jones, one of potentially the most powerful owners in the NFL, was like, I want to set the example that it's going to be safe for everybody because I need to fill my stadium up. And so it makes complete sense that they want to give people the idea. Now, for me, if I go to a stadium and I feel like everybody there has been cleared, man, I feel a lot better about walking into that place now, right? I definitely do.
So do you have to bring a card with you the whole time?
Yes. And you know what? Just to go along with that, and I know that she, this lady, I guess I assume she doesn't make policy for the country or whatever, but when I got my vaccine, she gave me that card and said, be really careful with this because this is probably going to be like your passport and stuff going forward. Like, I know people have speculated, and I know Governor Abbott weighed in on this, and it's come up in Florida and everything like that about, like, what you can and cannot do if you've been vaccinated. But let's not pretend like this is not going to be a bigger fight. Like, right now, it's just about, like, the Buffalo Bills. But this is going to become a bigger thing. States are going to put travel bans in place for flying if you don't, if you didn't get vaccinated. It's going to happen. And I think in some places it already has happened.
I always wonder this, is if we're going to get a barcode, like, on our wrist.
I mean, some people got microchipped.
That's going to tell us, like, that's every our birthday. Right,
no, like, seriously, some people have chosen that. I'm not saying.
Okay.
I don't mean everybody who got the vaccine got microchipped. Okay. I am aware that that is a conspiracy theory. I know.
Yeah, it's only the Johnson & Johnson where you get the microchip.
What are you doing?
I know there are some people that have chosen that. I'm not pitching out.
Dude, when the way you said that, I was like, holy crap.
No, dogs don't choose it,
but they can get microchipped.
No, I am not. See, from the 931, the vaccine does not hurt you. You can barely feel the microchip. See, that is not what I'm here to say, but I see it right here. From the 214, I had the real vaccine. Does that count? And we're having people respond. Some people are not responding super positively about this, which leads us over to Rachel Bush. She is the wife of Jordan Poyer for the Buffalo Bills. She does not love this, and I don't know if I would want my spouse speaking out about team policy. She said, she tweeted out yesterday, if Erie County wants to pull this BS, watch and see what happens. This moron doesn't know that the J&J vaccine, thank you again, was paused because of the harm it causes on individuals. She goes on, from somebody who had COVID, you couldn't pay me to get the vaccine, especially after I had COVID. It was bad, but not bad enough to turn myself into a lab rat for experimental vaccines. I am alarmed by the amount of Americans that think it's perfectly okay for the government to force an experimental vaccine on citizens. Very disturbed. I definitely know that she is not the only person who feels this way. And that's why, Corey, to your initial point, I'm surprised at some of the moves that the NFL is taking because they're usually really soft about taking issue stances.
Yeah, I do wonder if they feel that it will, because A, it's a idea of safety, right? And B, it's the idea of the, you know, the greater good for health. I wonder if they say, well, there's a smaller portion of these people than there is a portion of people that will attend the games because they feel safe. And I guess that's where...
We've probably done research on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, dude, their research has got to be a lot more in-depth than ours, you know, because they have billions of dollars to be able to pay to find this information out. So, and I bet they just pay Facebook and say, hey, give us the people. Just give us your information, because y'all do that a lot in Facebook, so we just want information off of them. So that's what I would assume is going on here. But at the same time, if the majority of the owners, and Mike, you're dead on when we talk about politicians. Majority of the owners probably don't really care as much as they're like, how do we make sure that those fans are in part of our game so that we can make money off them? That's the majority of what they're looking at. But if a lot of them came together and they said, hey, we want to make sure the environment's safe for everybody that attends the game, then the NFL is going to say, okay, well, how do we do that? And this was their decision, or at least one team's decision so far. I'm very curious to know what Jerry's decision is going to be in this.
And not to make the conversation turn more mean-spirited, because I don't want anybody particularly angry at me, but I want to read this and point out where I have a differing opinion. from the 972. Y'all, this is completely sickening. No one should be forced to get vaccinated. You're completely insane for defending this at all. So, I mean, we already have things in place in our society that require that. Like, for the most part, to go to public schools, you have to turn in vaccination things with some exceptions, which the NFL has said they will put in place for some of their team personnel. And I think I'm fine with it for a football game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there are tougher conversations coming up about, are you going to be required to do it for work? Or are you going to be required to do it for certain amounts of travel? And I'm not here to tell those people that they should have to get the vaccination to work. But I do think that that is a conversation that is approaching a lot more rapidly than some folks seem to think. But for volunteer stuff like this, where you'll survive just fine if you can't go to the football game, if that's what it takes to prevent another massive outbreak, then I'm fine with it because it's a football game. Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then you can still watch the game at home. When it comes to places to travel to see your family or your right to work or all stuff like that, I think those conversations are more complicated than we're going to be able to chop up in a 16-minute bit of conversation. But to go to a football game, I'm fine with it.
How many people, Kevin, what percentage of people will try to sneak into the games without being vaccinated to point out how terrible it is? And is that a waste of time?
It's not. They're not going to feel like it's a waste of time, but I can especially consider the source.
Because all the TikTok likes they're going to get.
Oh, for sure. And consider the source where this is starting. There's no question somebody's getting put through a table over the disagreement about having your vaccination card, right? Like, somebody is going to show up. There are going to be people who are going to show up who are not going to have their vaccination cards, or they're going to swear up and down they were vaccinated, but they don't have their card with them, and they're not going to be let in. And it's going to cause a huge, huge problem. So I wish.
Do other sports take this perspective? Take this on too? Will the NBA say, you know what, this is the better way to go about it, rather than saying, hey, you know what, we're going to slowly open up percentages. Now, this goes back to last year too. The NFL had an opportunity to see what Major League Baseball and the NBA and hockey had to go through. Right? Major League Baseball didn't like. It hopped up on the beginning of their season. The NBA and NHL paused their season and said, how can we finish the season? Major League Baseball had to deal with it for the entirety of one baseball season. And then the NFL was like, well, I think we can do a few because, look, the World Series is, you know, letting some people in, so let's try this out. So I do wonder if we'll see another cycle. After Jerry Jones lets 100 and however many thousand people into his stadium, will the NBA and NHL and everybody go, well, there's enough information there to say that we can open up to 100% as well? Because didn't we see that the NHL is already saying that they would like for whenever the Sabres get going next year, they want to be able to have 100% capacity. So, like, that's something that's very interesting to see is when the other teams start picking up on this and at what point. Because, Mike, Major League Baseball did it, you know, found a place for a percentage for the World Series. Would they say, you know what, we finally got to the World Series again, let's go with 100% because even the NFL is doing this, but here's the restrictions. I think it might be a good idea for Major League Baseball.
Oh, I think they're going to go to 100%. You don't want to have – I mean, let's think about this. If it's the Dodgers versus, let's just say, the Yankees, the two most popular teams – and New York is like, hey, we're only going to have 30% fan base. And I know those are both places that are, I mean, I'm just being honest here. Those are both Democratic cities. Those are both, you know, Democrat. So it might be a little bit different. But, like, you know, Texas is somewhat of a Republican state. But if you were playing a Republican state that has 100% capacity, and so when you go to that place, they're going to have a packed house going nuts. And then when you go back to your place for the World Series, you're going to have 25% at your building. It's a big advantage for the other team that has the 100%. So I think that those teams are going to be like, hell, I want to win the World Series. We've made it this far. We're going 100% too.
What do you think, Kevin? Do you think the Major League Baseball do this too?
Yes.
But will they require – you think they'll require vaccinations like that?
I mean, the Rangers don't.
Yeah, but they instantly throttled down – like their capacity, didn't they?
So that was their plan initially. They were like, "We're going to do 100%, it for one."
Kevin,
they allow 100%. I thought JD said that that's not what they were doing.
They changed their mind to 100%. 100%.
Once they saw the gate money,
on Saturday, I believe it was against the Padres. They had 36,000 people there. It's a sellout's 40,000.
Okay. Well, wow, that is.
That's not 100%, Mike.
Yeah, okay, they counted as a sellout.
They reserved 4,000 seats to really stop COVID.
Do you? Because that would be a weird differential if the NFL was like, yeah, but we have 80,000, not 40,000. I'm like, yeah, I mean, but really, it's still a lot of people. So, look, the NFL has taken the strongest stance, and I do kind of think leagues are going to follow this, or maybe they're going to wait and see what kind of pushback the NFL gets from their season because of this. Because there's all kinds of pushback on the fan text, and I know people have become really divided over this. There are some people I do want to point out sent in really interesting, like, well-thought-out disagreements, and I'm all for that. And then there are a lot of people who think that we want everybody to die. So I don't want...
How would we get rid of it that way?
Yeah, we
all
need...
It's right now, we're 10 days out from opening day. I need to check the news and see if everybody's dying from going to the Ranger game.
Sometimes you just can't win.
I want people to live so that we can have more.
My God,
what a hot take,
Corey.
Master Peeps. What?
From the 806. We're not too far away from you could probably just buy or make fake vaccine cards.
I mean, we've already seen people try and do that and get caught.
When you post the card on Facebook and Twitter, then people see what it looks like and they're like, you know what? I can make that in a spreadsheet right now. Let's go print it up.
And for this person, the 469, it's just a football game. It's just a plane ticket. It's just a driver's license. It's just a job. Where is the line, Kevin? I put it after football game. Like I said, I think those other conversations are tougher, but I'll move it beyond football game, and I think those other conversations are tougher. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.